1.5, how to read a case. All right, once you find a case, how do you read it? Well, if you're in a reporter, that's usually the hardest part to figure out, is where the case starts and where it ends. Let's talk using the example at the top of the web page, People versus Meyer. You don't have to read the text there, but I want you to look at just the layout. On the left-hand side at the top, we have the caption. You can probably see it says People versus Meyer in capital letters. The ones that are in all caps are actually the title, as you see, and you can see they use that title at the very top. But that caption is the beginning of the case. It's then followed by what we call a synopsis or a syllabus. You'll learn about that later. And then we have numbered head notes. Again, we'll go much more into that in a little bit. And then after the last head note number 8 on the right-hand column, you'll see what looks like a really not important line, almost insignificant line. In fact, that's a very, very important distinction. That's called the line of demarcation. When you want to find the start of the actual court opinion, the word-for-word opinion of the court, you look for that line. Everything above that is provided by the publisher. It's to try to help lawyers make more sense of the case, to make it easier for them to access, or paralegals. But it's provided by the publisher. It's actually a marketing tool to try to get them to buy their books. Everything below it is the official opinion of the court. Or I shouldn't say official, it's the word-for-word opinion of the court. It is what we quote. We don't quote stuff that's above that line except for the title. We quote things that are below that line. So that's the first thing you're going to want to do when you find a case, is you'll read the head notes, but you'll also want to identify that line of demarcation, because if you end up quoting something, it needs to be below that line. We'll talk much more about this as we progress through the program.